What is the difference between discectomy and a foraminoplasty surgery? Basically, both the surgeries are done under local anesthesia and are stitchless. The entry into the area of the spine from the side is through the space between the two bones of the back, called as the foramen. The symptoms of back pain and leg pain, that is sciatica, can arise from the changes in the disc or the changes in the joints of these two bones of the back, that is the facet joints. When the changes are more related to the disc and there is a fragment of the disc which has broken and has come out and gives rise to pain in the leg, the surgery commonly done is called as discectomy, where the fragment could be in the middle, on the side, in the foramen, outside the foramen, or it might have moved up and down, called as up-migrated or down-migrated fragment. And this can affect right from D12, L1, L12, L23, L34, L45, L5S1 levels. When the changes further are enhanced by changes in the facet joint, that is changes behind the spinal cord, which are more commonly seen with aging population, the surgery may not be discectomy alone. In addition, the symptoms where the patient has pain and inability to walk, in addition, numbness in the leg on walking, what is called as claudication, that is the patient is unable to walk or stand for a longer time, and the pain and the numbness increases as you walk more and more, so much so that after a certain distance you have to sit down and take rest before walking further. This sort of symptom comes from a change which is titled as lumbar canal stenosis, that is narrowing of the canal. And since it is narrowing of the canal has to be made bigger. So this surgery is called as foraminoplasty. That is, we go through the foramen and we improve the size of that area where the nerve is situated. And we make the nerve free from all possible pressures from the sides and therefore relieve the symptoms. This is a little more technically demanding surgery, where there's a lot of bone which may have to be tackled and a lot of soft tissue which has to be removed. So foraminoplasty is little more time taking and commonly indicated in advanced age. But remember, both the surgeries are under local anesthesia and are stitchless.